parak. We're up to parak test. Let's begin. Parak test by Yomer David. So now David says, seeming now completely disconnected to what we learned in the previous parak about war and bloodshed, now he wants to start being kind and sensitive, thinking about others. He says, "Hachiyesh od asher noser levei Shaul." Perhaps there's someone left in the house of Shaul, and you can imagine maybe the reason why he wants to know if there's anyone in the house of Shaul is because he wants to kill them. And in fact, if we look, before we conclude the rest of this pasuk, if you look on page 257, on the bottom right, where it says, "Fear not," verse 7, which of course we're not anywhere near, but the Kli Yakar, which is the third line over there, which I didn't underline because I didn't give you the new packet yet. The Kli Yakar gives a simple reason for the person's fear. It was very common, even in medieval times, for a new king to kill all possible pretenders to the throne, sometimes even his own brothers, to protect himself against the revolt. The rationale for such barbaric behavior was always that the stability of the government had to be preserved for the benefit of the people. So, just reading the very beginning of this parak, the way that one would frame and understand the very first half of the first sentence must be that David wants to know, does Shaul have any other relatives, because maybe they will be a threat to the throne. Shaul, who of course was a threat to the throne, Shaul's children all died at war, with the exception of his son Ish-Boshes, that he was a king for a small period of time, and he was killed, as we saw, by assassins. And so now you would think he probably wants to make sure that there's no one still potentially going to take over the throne. After all, he's trying to create a dynasty, as Hashem promised him, for all future generations, for David and his kids. So maybe that's what he wants to do. But we're going to see that's absolutely not his motivation. Continuing in the middle of this first pasuk, Ve'esa imo chesed, I want to do kindness to them, bavor Yonah's son. Because of Yonasan. So now again, if we go back to page 57 in the English, where the very beginning, where it says nine, the beginning of this parak, the third line, he said he had promised Yonasan that he would extend kindness to his children, and he had promised Shaul that he would not annihilate his descendants. All of Saul's sons had been killed, three by the Philistines and Ish-Boshes by assassins. Now David tried to ascertain, to figure out whether there were any survivors whom he could help or even appoint to positions in his government. All this he wanted to do because of his love for Yonatan. Yonatan, who of course died, but nonetheless he wanted to show in his care for any possible relatives of Shaul, or here, more specifically, of Yonasan. So we look on the Radak in Pasuk Aleph, I apologize it's not underlined, but the very first Radak, where it says in the bold, Hachiyesh Od, the next line, in the middle of the line, it says, V'tam. Does anyone see that in the Radak? V'tam Zachar Zeh, the reason why we mention this, Inyan, why are we talking about this idea of him wanting to do good to Yonasan's children, if there are any, or Shaul's relatives? Because he already fought every war that was there to be fought. He was successful in those wars, and now he is at rest, he's at peace. His mind is now wandering, and now he's thinking, what should I do? Also, the Seder HaPekinim Ammonim. He also set up all the different officers in all those different places to make sure that they're in check, so that they'll never want to start up again with the Jewish people. Sam Elibo, says the Radak, that now David places in his heart, or he recalls, Shivus Yehonasan, that promise that he made to Yehonasan, Sheim Hoya Bizarro, if there happened to be from his descendants, from Yonasan's children, Adam Ra'ay V'Hagon, someone who was worthy for a prominent position of some sort, Haimamana also, he would appoint them in that position, Kamosh Amar Lil Yonasan, as he said, and it's in It's in a different font, or at least it has a nekudah because it's an actual verse. The Anochi Eyelcha leMishneh, that I will make sure that I will put you in a position in the government. Lefikach, therefore, Shaul, he asked, Im Yosel be Shaul Shiasi Imo Chesed ba'Avri Yonasan. He wanted to now ask if there was anyone else. And it also makes sense, based on the parrot that we just concluded, is because we were just talking about all these different positions that he was filling. So as he was in the process of, okay, you're doing this, and he's doing this, and you're in charge of the Sanhedrin, and you're in charge with the Urim Tumim and the war, so now he's in the process of filling his cabinet. He's trying to think, maybe someone from Shaul, someone from Yonasan should be able to know the answer to this question, should be able to help me out. Now, the obvious question that he's so baffled and unsure, is there someone left from the house of Shaul? You would probably want to ask the question, why didn't he just turn and ask his
wife?
His wife. Why his wife? Because his wife is
Michael,
which is the daughter of Shaul. So you would imagine, yeah, one of his wives, Michal, was the daughter of Shaul.
Were they still married?
Sure, they were. She was there. They were they reunited already. They're reunited, and you would think, of all people, you would think the very daughter of Shaul should know the answer to this question. But again, to remind ourselves of what we saw in the English, the Kli Yakar, that because people felt that anyone who was related to Shaul would be a direct threat to David's throne, therefore, everyone who potentially was related to Shaul did not walk around publicizing it. And therefore, they were probably in hiding. And therefore, it's possible that even Michal was not aware of their whereabouts. She may not have known because they were in hiding and they never would reveal themselves. So who knows if they may be on the run. Therefore, David needed to find out and consult people whether or not there is anyone from this family, which we'll see there was.
I mean, there were such close friends. There were such close friends. And she said after he knows that Jonathan died, David, the kinah that he had, he didn't know that he had a son with
Moshe.
Never.
He might have died.
And
many years has gone by, you know.
What
so.
Did he feel so long? Is my question.
And in fact, we're going to...
But according to this, that we read, it wasn't so much he had the son. This question whether it was worth it.
Right. That's how the Radak also says. So it's possible he might have had someone. The question is, even if he did, maybe it wasn't someone that was worthy to be in his in a position of leadership. But we're going to see, maybe today or maybe next week, that even though maybe he knew about Mephibosheth from before, Mephibosheth unfortunately was involved in a terrible tragedy, a terrible thing happened to him physically, that who knows that because of an incident that happened, which we'll discuss in a second, it's possible that he might not have lived through this accident. We're going to get to. Pasuk Bet. Umabes Shaul Evid. In the house of Shaul there was a slave. Shmo Siva. His name was Siva. Vayikru lo as El David. And he was summoned to David. Which again, the reason why it's translated that is, the reason why is because again, no one wanted to tell David about their whereabouts. Which means that David actually had to summon and drag this guy in to say, where are they? Vayomer Hamelech, they love Ata Siva. Are you this correct person? Are you Siva, the one who somehow may have knowledge? Vayomer Abdecha, and he said, I am your servant. What does that mean? So Mesudas David says, first of all, when it says he's an Eved, it means Mesudas David Eved Kanani Hoya, which means he was a non-Jewish slave. That's the first thing that the Mesudas David tells us. And the second thing the Mesudas David tells us, that when he said Abdecha, means Ratzalomer, and the Abdechu Siva, I am your servant, which means that even though maybe at a certain point I really didn't want to have anything to do with you, but obviously I have no choice, and I have to reveal whatever information you are going to want from me. We look now in Pasuk Gimel. We're going to see, this will be the last pasuk we'll see today. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer HaMelech. So the king asked, David asked, Ephes od ish leveis Shaul. Is it possible? Maybe. Ephes. There's someone from the house of Shaul. Maybe. It's possible. Ve'esu imo chesed elokim. I want to do for them a chesed elokim. a kindness in which God does. And the reason why some say it's a chesed elokim is because it's really not a chesed, because he made a shvua. He promised that he was going to do good. He was going to take care of. So why is he calling it a chesed? So it's really a chesed elokim, which means that Hashem also does for us things, even though sometimes Hashem does things for us and for the world because it's necessary, but it's still considered a chesed. The Yomer Siva al-Melech, so Siva said, Od Bein Yonasan, there is a child that Yonasan has, and I'm not going to tell you his name, but I can tell you one thing about him. And the one thing I can tell you about him is Nechei Ragloyim. He was a person who was Nechei Raglayim, which the Mesudas Siyam translates Nechei as Shvira, broken, or as the Mesudas David a little bit more clearly says, Nechei Raglayim means Shavor Baragu Upsech, that his legs were broken, or and he is a Psech, he is lame, he's crippled, he's unable to walk. Psech.
That's a
word.
Okay. Yeah.
So he.
There's a sign in Israel for handicapped.
Right. So the question is why, what exactly happened over here? So if we look in the English, I'm only one line, then I'm going to read for you the, he says, see above. So if you look in English, where it says 3, page 257, whose legs are crippled. As a 5-year-old child, his legs were accidentally crippled. See above 4:4. So what happened in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Dalet? So I'll share it with you, of course, if you don't have it in front of you, but I'd like to quickly share with you. I'll read it just in English. It says in the 4th chapter in Shmuel Bet, Yonasan, son of Shaul, had a son who was lame. He had been 5 years old when word came about the deaths of Shaul and Yonasan. His nursemaid had picked him up and fled, and in her hurry to flee, she dropped him, and he became lame. His name was Mephibosheth. So yes, his name was Mephibosheth, but this is how he tragically hurt himself. The question is, and this is what we'll conclude with this thought, is, isn't that kind of weird? I mean, tell me the person's name. Tell me who he was. Tell me the name of the child. Why do you have to tell me an attribute? Oh, he's a cripple. Well, what does that mean? And the answer is as follows. The answer is, as we were talking about, that the concern is that it's possible that he would be killed. Because after all, he may be a threat to the throne. However, I'm going to conclude with the words of the Radak, which are not here again. It's back in chapter 4, which we did see before, but I'd like to just quickly share that with you. He says as follows. Make sure I find it here. The Radak says, Umash Sipur Gam Kain, the reason why it's mentioned over there, Inyan Mephibosheth ben Yehonasan, Lohodias, to let you know, Kibimos Ishbosheth, now when Ishbosheth, who was a king for a short period of time, Ishbosheth and Mephibosheth are not the same person. Ishbosheth was the son of Shaul, who was a king for a short period of time. Mephibosheth was a grandchild of Shaul, who was crippled. So why does it mention this child, and why do we mention this incident? Onisho of Shaul Yorish, Otzer Beroy Lamalchus. There was no one that was fit to become king. Why? Mephibosheth ben Yonasan nafal, because he fell. Benasa Nakrolaim. Once he became crippled, he became a balmum. He had a blemish. That was it. There was the only child that was fit, possibly, to become a king. But that's what the Radak tells us, which is some. This is the Radak says that he would not be fit to be chosen as the king. However, it's interpreted, and when we learned that, I believe we spoke about a president of the United States who, FDR, who refused
to be allowed to be
photographed. In fact, there was a statue that was just set, which with him in a wheelchair, which was like a milestone, a breaking point that a lot of people who have handicaps can look at that and still have something to strive for. But the idea was that FDR did not want to be filmed because he felt that it was some type of a chisaron for some reason in the perception of people. That's something certainly debatable. But the Radak, that's what the Radak tells us, that a Baal Mum cannot be a king. So why then can now we understand why this Eved told him not the guy's name, but the attribute? Because he was afraid. He was afraid that he would be killed. And therefore he said, the only person is someone who is not a threat to your Malchus, and therefore I feel comfortable to tell you who he is, because I know that you have no reason to be afraid, because he cannot take over your throne, and therefore you should be able to do chesed with him.